category. But of course, the huge conspiracy is that we're here.
Players are calling on their own from the first vote.
So you can actually arrange before playing the game. That's why you try very hard to think of this official random, which I believe will be the chess in the near future, because it is a game that really plays between the wits and the good players, you know, and the creativeness. National Federation, National Federation. Unfortunately, that's why we have to start somewhere, and it is unfortunate that the field is corrupt, and no, we don't want the
So,
do you
know,
this is now in the Philippines? No, I'm here basically to talk about the crimes of the United States and the against me and the world. That's what I'm talking about now. But hopefully, Mr. Andrew can be here to consider, no? In the Philippines. I hope I can encourage sponsors. And also encourage chess players to get involved or play Fischer Random, because if you are good at Fischer Random, of course you are also good in all chess, because Fischer Random develops your independent thinking very much.
So you know how to understand what the vocation of contracts.
Right. The main point is you get rid of all the books. There are 9 or 6 starting positions. One of those starting positions is the old chess, by the way. The old chess, you can see secretly, so you play in the old chess, but all have one game out of 960. But all these other positions, the 9 or 9 other positions, would be on your own. But the rules would be almost the same, except for the castle rules. Even that would almost be the same, because before you castle, you have your king and your rook, and you have your different positions. But after your castle, you'll be in the same standard chess position, an old chess, so very easy to remember how a castle will be your end in chess. Very simple, very, very simple.
Let's give a reaction on those who are on the other side.
Well, the Germans don't like it, of course. That's how I invented that thing. That's enough for them. But also they don't like it because of the cheese. They like to cheat. And this is going to make it much harder to cheat.
So are you wasting a war against the people?
No, they started this. They started this. When the strong guy says, I won't back down. I won't back down. By the way, I remember Yasser Salawan wanted to prove something about
the
conversation.
Yeah,
it was a big conversation, yeah, you too.
Yeah,
I said also in Yugoslavia,
yeah,
in 92, which is the fun.
Yeah, I just read a statement,
which used to be the publisher of a magazine for inside chess. I
just read a statement. Yeah, yeah.
Former
US champion or not.
Yeah, and he used to be the publisher of this magazine, Inside Chess, which is now gone out of business. I think he went out of business because a while back I exposed him as a secret shoe. So we're sure we call his shoe store to hold it, so they closed down the magazine. And he said, my life was drawn to an ugly conclusion. Turned out that Inside Chess was drawn to an ugly conclusion in the magazine. This is fun, but I'm still here. And now, let's get to the statement. When I defended my title against Pasley in 1992 in Yugoslavia, this creep Yasser Salawan went over there, reporting for Inside Chess. And then later on, he wrote a book called No Regrets. This book came out in December 1992. And he wrote a book about the match. And in this book, this is pages 297 to 298 of this book called No Regrets by G.M. Yasser Salawan, George Stefanovich, published by International Chess Enterprises, Seattle. was in Rome, but she just passed in 1992.
We had a conversation with him, a legend conversation, which never took place. He totally made this up just to make me look like an hypocrite. And in this conversation, he has making it sound like I am drastically admitting that all of my charges that the charm of this bar of magic are prearranged, rule by rule, are a joke. So I want to read this conversation, and I want to challenge this marijuana pilot, okay? It's like maybe about 3 minutes, I'll go very fast. It takes one page. So I think it's important just to show what length the truth will go to blackening, and how seriously they take this to the work of blackening. You can think of a whole conversation. Okay, this is page 297 of Long Verse. This is an exact quote, and it's about 3 minutes, read the whole quote, and then I'll just read out my comments. And Anatole, what if he doesn't play one song before? Well, the theory that the end result of the role beforehand arouses arguments, Hobbes goes a step further, perhaps a step too far. He's convinced that every move of every game was arranged beforehand. This kind of includes a hilarious interplay. I play devil's advocate. Okay, Bobby, the matches are fixed. But take me through the actual mechanics of the game. Both players will need a script, the score of the game. Presumably, they have to get the scores the night before to give them a chance to memorize the game. Now, imagine this. We're in Moscow in 1985 for the second match. The score is 12-11. That's where we need. From the last game, Karpov won. From the last game, Karpov's a win and he pushes his title on a tie. Now some first secretary of the party comes to Karpov's room. He holds the score of a 20-point game. Karpov goes excited. The secretary pronounces the dreaded words. Tony, I'm sorry to say that Karpov defends the room and wins the 20-point game for a time span. He's in a chair. Karpov's crestfallen. In his anger, he gave his loyalty to the party and protests. A comrade, surely that's a mistake. I would have been a loyal party member. I've been a perfect ambassador for the hammer and sickle. Surely you can't choose this brash, outspoken youth member from the six. There must be a mistake. The moment the secretary replies, shaking his head, it's counsel here. He worked for us, but Comrade Aliyev will decree that Kasparov is the man of tomorrow. So I continue with Bobby. There's poor Karpov having to memorize the script that will cost him his title. But as a loyal party member, he does it. Right? Everyone, including Bobby, cracks up laughing. I continue. Now, let's fast forward to some real Spain, 1987. The situation is the same, 12-11. But this time, Karpov is giving the lead. Kasparov has to win to retain his title. Karpov is nervous, and the party secretary enters the room with the script for game 21st. Comrade, words can't lose. For a time scale, the game moves, and Karpov moves to retain his title. Karpov is pressed for all again. He sits down and prepares to memorize the game. In the ensuing room, Karpov's whoops of glee can be heard. He gets to win. But what's this? As both players memorize the script, both see a chance for Karpov to make a simple move and draw the game. I now turn to question Bob. Bob, they do turn in, and both Kasparov and Karpov will train themselves to a drawn position, testing one another to follow the script. Throughout this whole exchange, there was a lot of banter and laughter as each of us tried to improve on the scene that I had painted. Bobby was also enjoying this image and his keen irony of what I just suggested. Nevertheless, he stuck to his guns and this every move of every game had erased the book of his belief. This book is referring to the book I wanted to do about the first Karpov work as far as 1945. Didn't you saw my file up at teaching, which was 3 boxes full of books on it. Okay. So, Stella 1 is playing this conversation today. Now, this is a very long statement here. This is, obviously, Stella 1 could not remember this. I mean, so the only way you possibly know this conversation like this would be to have to take the recorder, right? You take the recorder. There's no other way. I'm not a policeman. I didn't pass Taiwan down. I have no way of knowing whether you had to take the recorder or not. Okay. say so. I'm challenging you to come up with a change for this. You are a goddamn liar. There was no such conversation. You made this up word for word. You're a lying son of a bitch. You're a joke. You do this on instructions from the Jewish world government.